This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The Labor Department has a new rule for determining which workers are independent contractors and which should be classified as employees with rights to minimum wage, overtime, and other benefits. This is a change to a Trump-era policy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The Trump administration's rule was more independent contractor friendly, focusing mostly on the employer's control of working conditions and how much opportunity the worker had to make a profit or loss. The new rule considers the whole economic relationship, says employment attorney Denise Kaiser at law firm Ballard Spahr.
Are they truly independent? Are they in business for themselves? Are they investing in materials or equipment? Are they running their own business? Are they running the show?
That's a lot of boxes to check off to prove someone working for you is an independent contractor, not an employee. And Sally Dworak-Fisher at the National Employment Law Project says that'll make it harder for gig economy companies to explain why their drivers aren't eligible for the full benefits of employment.
Laid out in the rule, one of the factors is, does the worker meaningfully negotiate or set their own prices? Ride-hail drivers and many app-based workers have no power to negotiate, much less set their own prices.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has opposed the new rule. Vice President Mark Friedman predicts it'll stifle gig work in a range of professions.
Financial services, I think of the solo operator running, let's say, a web design service. This regulation is going to cause some companies to not want to engage independent contractors as they had before for fear that they will be considered employees.
The new independent contractor rule is set to go into effect March 11th. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.